The 2020 pandemic that shook the world affected everyone in different ways. Some met financial insecurity. Others faced the social struggles brought by isolation during stringent lockdown regulations. Most faced extreme health complications, either with ourselves or with our loved ones. My name is Jason. I was 27 when the pandemic hit. I lived alone in a small apartment and struggled emotionally when my municipality forced me to remain inside for weeks. I was forced to work remotely, stuck behind a computer monitor all day. I was unable to visit my family, and to make matters worse, I was unable to release stress the only way I knew how, working out. At last, after months of feeling caged up, my city began to lift COVID-related regulations. The softening of rules included the reopening of gyms. As long as stations were sanitized constantly, masks were worn, and social distancing was respected, we were allowed to return to the gym, finally. That Monday morning, I was the first in line outside of my local gym, eager to get back to work and regain my great physical condition. Upon entering, I felt right at home, despite changes that were being implemented. I hopped on a treadmill and began jogging. My stress began melting off. The next few weeks were paradise. I was working from home, allowing me more time for myself. I instantly used this time up at the gym. There, I felt rejuvenated. Every visit left me feeling stronger, both physically and mentally. Before long, I was going in 2 times a day, once in the morning and once late at night. It was late at night when things began to get strange. My gym was open 24 hours a day. During my morning workouts, the gym was always booming with people. Like me, most of us were hungry for workouts after being deprived for months. Every machine and weight station was taken, often lines for each. The gym was full of life, and I loved it. At night, the gym was the polar opposite. It was always deserted, and I often found myself alone in the entire gym with only the receptionist, a guy named Bill, watching me drowsily from his desk. I had every machine, weight station, and facility to myself. During one late workout session, I stared mindlessly at the television while running on the treadmill. I blasted music through my headphones. Beside the television, a large mirror covered the entire northern wall, where most meatheads fixed and admired their muscles during the day. Sweat dripped off my forehead. That was when something caught the corner of my peripheral vision. Through the reflection, I saw a shadow sweep behind me, causing my heart rate to accelerate even more. I turned to look back, but the gym remained empty. Just then, the soft click of a door closing caused me to jerk my head back. Had someone entered the locker rooms, or had I imagined that? I rushed to the front desk. "Hey, Bill," I asked, trying to sound natural. "You haven't seen anyone else in the gym tonight, have you?" He shrugged at me.
"Not since a few hours before you arrived."
He returned his attention to his phone. Surely, I had imagined it. But the next night, something similar happened again. It was 2 in the morning. The gym was deserted, except for Bill and me. I had finished a brutal cardio session and moved on to the dumbbell station. I placed my phone on a nearby bench next to my towel, bottle of water, and a half-eaten protein bar. I began my workout.
1, 2, 3, 4,
I whispered sharply into the silence of the gym. Exhaustion took over as I approached the end of my set. That's when the gym lights began to flicker. I placed the weights down and looked up at the light bulbs.
Bill?
I asked. The receptionist stared back at me from a distance, shrugging. Then, everything went dark. I stood for a moment, wondering what was going on. I realized I could use my phone as a flashlight, and I began to walk carefully towards the bench. As I did, I heard footsteps around me, brisk and light. I stopped, listening intently into the darkness. Accompanying the scattered footsteps was raspy breathing.
"Okay, Bill, what the hell is going on?"
But before I could finish the sentence, a great force pushed me from behind, sending me flying forward onto the darkness. I landed on my stomach harshly. I began to get back to my feet, but excruciating pain broke out throughout my torso. I recoiled to the fetal position as something hit my rib. On the ground, another blow hit my face. I heard my nose crack on impact, and instantly,
the warm feeling of blood trickled down my face. I laid on the ground, covering my head. Only a few seconds passed when the lights turned back on.
"Holy shit! What the hell happened to you, man?"
exclaimed Bill. I looked up and saw him standing at the other end of the gym.
"What happened?"
My first thought was that Bill had attacked me, but there was no way he could have navigated the entirety of the gym in absolute darkness in a few seconds. I laid my head back, tilting it away from the pool of blood that had formed from my broken nose. What had happened? After a few weeks of light therapy, I was cleared by my doctor to return to the gym. I was happy to be back, but was on high alert. Something odd was going on in that gym, and I was going to be ready. I returned that evening for my usual 2 a.m. workout, but this time, I was prepared. In the pocket of my running shorts, I gripped a small taser. If someone was going to mess with me, they were going to suffer. I finished my cardio and moved on to the weight station. I lifted very light weights as instructed by the doctor and stayed highly alert. Once again, only Bill and I were in the gym. Right on cue, the lights began flickering. Between darkness and bright lights, I saw Bill begin to look towards the ceiling. "Bring it on," I whispered and gripped my taser in my shorts. Finally, the lights went out, and I stood in complete darkness one more time. But nothing else occurred. The lights came back on.
"I'm sorry about that," he began.
"Something's up with the lights. They've been doing that since, well, that night." The grip on my taser lessened. My adrenaline began to wear off, and I decided to call it a night. I headed for the locker rooms for a shower. Cold water ran down on my head and streamed down my face. I was lost in thought, wondering who or what had caused my injuries in the dark. I stared blankly at the floor, the sound of pounding water around me, lost in my thoughts, when I was suddenly brought back to reality. The locker room fell pitch black as all of the lights snapped off. It was happening again. Panicking, I realized my taser was in my locker outside of the showers. I quickly turned off the water, put on my underwear and t-shirt, and navigated my way through the darkness.
"Hello, Jason," came an eerie voice in the dark, echoing through the empty locker room's metal perimeter. "I've been waiting a long time for this."
Suddenly, a spark of light ignited the room. At first, I thought it was a match or a lighter, but the sound emitted corrected me. It was my own taser.
"Looking for this?"
The light emitted lit up the face of my attacker partially. I couldn't recognize him, but he looked to be a middle-aged man. He dashed toward me, stabbing the taser forward. I dodged the attack, swaying left, but his other fist came crashing onto my face from the darkness. I stumbled back, giving him the chance to bring 30,000 volts of electricity on my left rib. As the taser dug into my side, my body flailed sharply on itself. I lost control of all my limbs, and my wet body came tumbling to the ground. The taser came down one more time. I began to lose consciousness. As I faded away, I heard distant screams. The muffled sounds were the last things I heard as I floated away into unconsciousness. I woke up in a hospital bed a few hours later. Bill sat on a chair next to me, and after thanking the stars that I was alive, he explained the situation. He said my attacker's name was Isaac White. I instantly recognized the name, causing me to connect the dots before he finished the story. Mr. White was an employee of mine. He always had a terrible attitude, and I sensed a strong resentment that I was his boss, despite being over a decade younger than him. I had to let him go at the end of 2020. He begged me to give him another chance, imploring me to think of his wife and kids. But the situation came from my higher-ups.
"So you see," Bill finished, "he always blamed you for what happened.
Apparently, the police said he had been homeless for a few months. His wife and him had split up during the pandemic, and he was alone, without a place to live, and without a job. He blamed you for everything. He was the one that had been cutting the power at the gym for weeks. When it last happened, I knew you were in the locker rooms alone. I grabbed my phone's flashlight and rushed to help you. That's when I found him standing over your unconscious body. I am forever thankful towards Bill for saving my life. I have since then switched gyms, but have kept a strong friendship with him. Since that occurrence, I have made it a priority to always stay vigilant and aware of everyone around me. I learned the hard way that if you let your guard down for one moment, it may cost you your life.
This happened to me on the 7th of July, 2009. A few weeks before this, I had been told by my doctors that I had an overeating problem and that I really needed to lose weight. It wasn't the first time I had been told this, as almost everyone around me had said the same thing. I tried to lose weight by joining a gym, but I never finished the gym's program as I always quit halfway through. This time, my doctors told me that it was getting really dangerous for my health and that I really needed to do something about it before it was too late. I knew I really needed to change, but I didn't know how to do it, as I knew that even if I joined a gym now, it wouldn't be any different from the last time, as I would just quit before the program was over. But that night, when I was browsing through the internet, I saw an ad that read, "Have you been having difficulties with losing weight? Or are you always giving up on your gym program before reaching your desired goal? Then apply now to Elite Gym, as we will not train just your body, but your mind as well. Remember, you may quit on yourself, but we will never quit on you." When I was done reading the ad, I thought it was just another advertisement ploy that most of these gyms use to get you to sign up for their membership. But something told me that this was different, and I knew that trying it out was better than doing nothing. So I decided to sign up for their program the next day. The next day, I made my way to the gym's location, and when I got there, I was confused. For starters, the gym's building wasn't like the regular ones I'd seen in the past, as the Elite Gym was located in a very shady warehouse. At first, I thought I had been given the wrong address, but when I walked into the building, all my doubts were cleared as soon as I saw the numerous assortment of treadmills and dumbbells. I walked up to the reception and I told them I wanted to join the gym. The manager, Mr. Ian Dominic, then gave me a piece of paper to sign. I remember asking, "What's this about and why do I need to sign it?" Mr. Ian looked at me and said, "I don't know if you've noticed, Mr. Eric Jefferson, but we aren't like the other gyms you've been to. At the Elite Gym, we always strive to fulfill our promises by making sure each one of our clients gets the desired results that they have been looking for. The signing of this paper just gives us the right to use the more effective and advanced methods of training. If the regular training program ever fails." I hadn't been one to read through any paperwork, and at the time, it really looked like this gym was the answer to all my problems, as they all looked like they knew what they were doing. So after brushing through the contract, I signed it with a smile on my face. When the registration was done, I was assigned a personal trainer. He was a huge man called Troy, and I was told that he will be the perfect person to make sure I finished my gym program. The training started the next day, as Troy came to my house in the morning. He didn't allow me to have any meals on my own, as he cleaned out my fridge and took me to a healthy restaurant for every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When we weren't eating, we were undergoing this rigorous exercise, and by the end of the first week, I knew I had made the right choice joining this gym. But as more time passed, I started losing my determination. My body couldn't take it anymore, and I knew that it was just a matter of time before I quit. One night, after a healthy dinner with Troy, I snuck out to one of the nearby fast food restaurants as my body was really craving some junk food. I managed to get my order to go, and as I made my way home, I realized I was being followed. Alarmed, I tried to make a run for it, but the strange man who was following me quickly caught up with me. I was about to scream before I realized that the man who had been following me was Troy. I remember heaving a sigh of relief as I said, "Whoa, dude, you really scared me back there. I thought you were a random stranger who wanted to attack me." Troy, who now had an angry look on his face, ignored my statement as he said, "What are you doing getting junk food, Eric?" Ashamed, I realized what I had done, so I said, "Look, I'm really sorry, man, but I really need this right now. I promise you that it's just this one burger, and I'll get back to training tomorrow. Come on, dude,
One burger can't really hurt our progress. With no hesitation, Troy then punched me in the jaw. The food I ordered fell onto the floor, and I watched as Troy stomped on it while saying, "I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again, Eric, or else." Now, after being with them for a while, I knew that the people at the Elite Gym were always serious about making sure that their clients reached their desired goals. But this was taking it a bit too far, and physical assaults was where I draw the line. So I said, "Screw this, Troy, and screw your gym too. I quit. First thing in the morning, I'm going to the police station to report you for assault." When I was done ranting, I stormed off angrily, leaving Troy behind. My lip was bleeding, so I stopped by the pharmacy on my way home to get some things to clean up the cut. I remember feeling a lot of emotions that night, as I wasn't too proud that I quit, but the anger I felt against Troy made me feel little to no remorse, as I told myself I could always join another gym. When I finally got home, I opened my door to see Troy sitting down in my living room, waiting for me. Scared now, I said, "What are you doing in my house, you psycho? Didn't you hear me when I said that? I quit?" Troy then calmly looked at me before saying, "That's the thing, Eric. The word quitting doesn't exist in our gym. And besides, it's time for you to start your advanced training." I had come to the conclusion that Troy had gone crazy. So I decided to call the cops. But before I could, numerous arms grabbed me. And the last thing I saw that night was a white cloth being pressed onto my face. I woke up a couple of hours later in a place that I didn't recognize. As I took in my surroundings, I realized that I was in what looked like a makeshift cell. The first person I saw was the Elite Gym manager, Mr. Ian. I told him to let me go, but he looked at me with a smile and said, "I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Eric Jefferson, but I'm afraid I can't let you do that. You signed a contract that gave us the right to proceed with the more effective and advanced training if the usual one ever failed." I was angry now, so I said, "Whatever I signed, I'm sure it doesn't give you people the right to kidnap and force me into this sick and messed up training. And I can assure you that once I get out of here, I'm bringing the cops to shut this psychotic gym down." Mr. Ian then smiled as he said, "You are free to do whatever you want after the training is done, Mr. Eric. But as I said, the day you signed up for this gym, we will do anything to get you the desired results, whether you like it or not." I wanted to retort back with something, but Mr. Ian cut me off as he continued with, "You see, Mr. Eric, I believe that I was put on this world to turn people that have been led astray back to their rightful form. Excessive greed has made humans pollute their bodies with poisonous foods, and I opened this gym to correct that mistake. It's never been about the money, Mr. Eric, but about the good work that we are doing here, and I know that you will thank me by the time your training is over." That day marked the beginning of something horrible, as my life became a living hell after that. The activities they called training were nothing but extreme torture. I was whipped when I didn't exercise, as they told me that I had to be treated like a cow to make any progress. When I wasn't exercising, I was kept and starved in a small cell. The starvation made me lose more weight than the exercise itself, as I was given little to no food. In a messed up way, I realized why they called this torture an effective and advanced method of training, as I realized that without the option of quitting, the human mind would do anything to reach the desired goal. Some days were really horrific, and I really wanted to die. I made numerous attempts to kill myself, but I was always restrained before I went too far. After a couple of months, I was released as they dropped me off on the street. I managed to make my way home, and I came to realize that my family and friends had reported me as a missing person. I was given some time to regain my strength and sanity before I spoke to the cops. I told them everything that they needed to know, starting with the gym's location. I knew I was going to be forever scarred by what I experienced under those psychopaths, so I comforted myself with the fact that I was going to get justice. But in the following weeks, I received some really bad news that made me realize that I couldn't even get the justice I deserved. The cops told me that no one was at the warehouse where the elite gym was located. They said they managed to question the owner of the building, but he said that the people who rented the space were long gone. A warrant was put out for Mr. Ian and Troy's arrest, but they haven't been found till this very day.
I'm a 16-year-old male and I don't really partake in any sports. I'm a computer programmer, gamer, and avid comic book movie enthusiast. That being said, to compensate for my lack of physical activity, I work out at least 4 times a week to maintain a good physique. I have a membership at my local 24-hour gym. I started going 2 years ago. It's a pretty big establishment. They have multiple floors, but I usually spend my time in the main floor, which has a spacious room with all the workout equipment you could want. I usually do a full body workout when I go, so I tend to use all the equipment. That being said, about last week this started. After I finish my cardio, I go down to the padded area where people typically do their ab workouts, and I get started going through my routine. I'm in the middle of doing my plank and I notice a guy ostensibly staring at me. He was on my right and was wearing sunglasses, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt and wrote it off as him looking at something else, as I couldn't see his actual eye. As I proceed to my next exercise, he quickly leaves my head until I get to doing my squats. That's where he is very obviously staring at me. His head was turned in my direction. There was nothing else to look at. I give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was just thinking about something. That thought was completely diminished when he came over and, without solicitation, touched me, proclaiming that I wasn't doing my squats right, which I of course knew was complete bullcrap. At this point, he has his hand on my glutes. Let me also say that I am very clearly underage. I don't look a day over 15. Everything about this situation was just wrong, and I knew it. I was honestly paralyzed. After I snapped out of it, I thanked him and told him that I got it. He smiled with the most perverted and creepy smile ever. He goes back to his area and continues to stare me down like a hawk stalking its prey. I stupidly don't report him and don't tell anybody about the situation. I was extremely perturbed nonetheless. I go back the next day and I pray that he isn't there. But lo and behold, I see him sitting around with his creepy sunglasses. When he sees me, he smiles creepily at me and waves. I don't reciprocate at all. I wanted to avoid all confrontation with this guy. Anyway, I do my cardio without incident, and when I get to the padded area, he is ostensibly not there. But in the middle of my workout, the guy plops down next to me and asks, "Hey buddy, how often do you come to the gym?" I was honestly startled, and responded with a slurred, "When I can." I put back in my earbuds and hoped that he would give him the signal that I had no interest in conversing. I start doing my push-ups and out of the corner of my eye, the creep is just laying there, analyzing me. He then decided to give me an anatomy of the bicep. He started touching my arm. He was almost caressing it. I just awkwardly said, "Okay." I was trying to be as cordial as possible since I didn't want to retaliate and potentially mischaracterize him. I go to this gym often and didn't want to develop a reputation. He then started putting his hand toward my genitalia, and that's when I sprung up and just left. The people around me look disconcerted, and one woman went up to me and asked if I knew this man, to which I replied no. I still don't report the guy, as I feared that I misconstrued what he was doing and he was just trying to help. The next couple of times I went, I didn't see him at all. But yesterday is when things escalated to the point where I knew this guy had malicious intentions. I am back at the ab workout area, and the guy doesn't confront me at all, but has his phone pointed at me in a suspicious way. It looked as if though he was taking pictures of me, or recording. I was freaked out, but I couldn't say anything because for all I knew he was reading an article or something. I was unsettled, but continued my workout. This isn't even the worst part. After my workout, I go to wash my hands in the locker room. People in there have a tendency to walk around naked, which I find to be really repulsive, but there's no rule against it. So this sick creep is in the locker room and I curse myself under my breath. While I'm washing my hands, this guy comes up literally right behind me and says, "After working out, You should shower. Come with me, I'll help. I tell him that I'm immediately reporting him to the gym and the police. Everybody else in there hears this, and I don't know what happened to him in there, as I hauled it out of there as quick as possible. I do act according to my threat and report him to the gym, but I didn't have a name and there are no cameras in the locker room, so the only evidence I have is him touching me in the gym. I tell my father and he is infuriated. My father goes to the same gym, and when I described the guy to him, my father said that he recognized who I was talking about. He said that the guy is always talking to younger people in the gym and it has always creeped him out. No, that's all for now. We're going to file a police report pretty soon, and I'll post as soon as there are any further details.